Welcome back to another edition of Ask Pastor Booth Anything. Today's question is about whether or not Christians should go to R-rated movies. I think that's a great question. But before I get there, I actually want to talk a little bit about television. The reason's obvious. The vast majority of us watch far more television than we watch movies of any kind. We ought to take seriously what influence that's having on our lives. So I want to suggest that we think about television under 3 points. The first might be a little bit surprising. I want you to think about the commercials. Unless you're subscribing to a service where you're able to watch the shows without any commercials at all, your television programming is interrupted quite regularly with a large number of commercials. Now, the danger here is we're all tempted to say, they don't influence me. I've never purchased anything because of an ad I saw on television. But the reality is that people that are very smart with a lot of research and data are spending billions of dollars every year in order to put ads in front of you that change the way you think and therefore the way you act, the way I act as well. So we shouldn't be naive and think it doesn't influence us. But my concern right now isn't so much whether or not the commercial gets you to buy a Chevy truck versus a Ford truck. It's the influence of the totality of all the commercials on us if you watch a lot of television. Because the way commercials work is they're designed to sow discontent in your life or fear. That is, they make you feel like you're missing out and your life will become happy and meaningful when you buy product X or service Y, right? And so they're sowing discontent in our lives or sometimes fear in which you buy their product and it makes you feel safe. And so if you simply have all these ads washing over you because you're watching so much television, it's actually going to make you feel a lot worse about your life. It's also going to make you think that you can have your answer to that feeling bad in a materialistic way, that you can buy your way into a meaningful life or happiness. That's simply how ads work, and we should not pretend that we're immune to that. So be wise about the amount of television you watch, particularly that television which has ads in it. The second place might also be surprising to some of you, and that deals with the news. I know when I was younger, it was common when people wanted to say, I don't watch a lot of television, I just watch the news. It was a way of saying, I really only do the serious, helpful stuff. I don't pay attention to sort of that fluff that might go in some of the programming. Well, if that's you, you're welcome to watch the news. But I'd like you to consider this. Journalism is on a really bad place today. So when you turn on a typical news program on television, it has very little journalism. By that, I mean a desire to accurately inform you about the world that is around you. What you increasingly have is partisanship. People trying to make you angry, angry with the political leaders on the other side. And when they're not doing that, they're selling fear, because fear sells eyeballs. And remember, what they're actually trying to do is not get you to watch the news. They're trying to get you to watch, yes, the commercials. And so terrifying headlines about the COVID-19 being our apocalypse, the end of the world, as it were. By the way, that's actually come out. People have used that word apocalypse, both on news programs and actually even in stories in the New York Times. Those are designed to get you afraid so that you'll watch. You have to watch. You can't miss out. Well, beloved, you can miss out. I just want to encourage many of you, if you watch a lot of TV news, that you might be much better off getting your news by reading it online from newspapers. It's true that it'll be slanted there as well, and it will also have a lot of that headline-grabbing aspect to it. But when you read the articles, you'll probably get more substance, but you also get to pause. You get to stop and evaluate and say, I don't think that makes any sense. This conclusion isn't supported by the argument. When you're watching a news program, it keeps washing over you. So you don't really get that time for serious reflection. So first, I want you to think about your consumption of commercials. And second, if you watch a lot of news, think about how it might be making you agitated and unhappy with the world. And you could do just as well getting your news in a better way. Well, of course, there is the content of the shows you watch, whether they're dramas or they're comedies. And there's a lot of money put into them. A lot of them are very well done. They're gripping, they're entertaining, and some of them might be very good amusements for you. Nothing wrong with that. But we should pay attention to the fact that our culture has shifted a great deal in the last 40 years. When I was in middle school, the most popular show on TV for young people was Happy Days. Happy Days was a really clean show. The tough guy on the show, the Fonz, was a guy who said, "Yes, Mr. C. Yes, Mrs. C." Right? It was not a show with a very disruptive worldview. If you simply fast forward 10 years, 12 years into the future, the most popular show was Friends. Now, I remember having a good friend at the time who had gotten divorced in the 80s. And when he got divorced, his wife took custody of their daughter. And then in the 90s, he regained custody of his daughter. His wife was having some problems. And all of a sudden, he had a 13-year-old girl in the house. And one of the things he told me is, "I used to love Friends when I watched it by myself. And now I realize I can't let my daughter watch this." Why? Well, it wasn't R-rated. It was on TV, right? There was no reckless violence. There was no explicit sex scenes or any of that sort of stuff. But actually, they had normalized immorality. The show assumed, as a matter of course, that normal, healthy adults are regularly having sex outside of marriage. And if you watch enough of that, it will change the way you think. You will start thinking, this is normal. By the way, I have people tell me that all the time. But I want to say, I don't know what you mean by normal, but what it is it's immoral, right? Might be common, but it's immoral. It actually is pushing the way we think. Remember what I said about television ads? We shouldn't think the programming doesn't influence us in that way. And of course, if you fast forward to our day in 2020, it's just gotten much worse. And not only is sex outside of marriage just taken for granted, there's been a huge intentional push by Hollywood to promote homosexuality. Now, you may have a homosexual boss, a couple homosexuals working for you and so on. There's no reason for you to single them out. They're like every other sinner. Some of them are going to be really good bosses and really good employees, and others are going to be kind of mediocre, and that's the same with your neighbors and so on. So I'm not making this point to single out homosexuality, but for you to realize that television programmers have tried to promote homosexuality through TV over the last 15 years, and they have been wildly successful. It's one of the reasons why young people then have a much more positive view of homosexuality than people that are 50 and older. It's not just because we're old fogies. It's that many of the young people have been catechized, as it were, through their public schools and through entertainment. So if you turn on a typical television show that has a lead homosexual character in it, I can pretty much guarantee you that they're smart, capable, honest, decent, feeling, the very kind of people you want to have as your neighbor. That's not an accident. Hollywood is trying to change the way you think about sexual values. By the way, they've largely won in our culture, but that doesn't mean they have to win with you and with your family. Well, that does bring us to our actual question. Should Christians watch R-rated movies? The first thing I want to tell you about this is I don't think you ought to subcontract out your moral conscience, your Christian judgment, to a panel in Hollywood that is putting ratings on movies. I actually think it's a perfectly good thing to do. We want to have some sort of societal norm so that a movie theater can know I'm not going to allow a 14-year-old into this particular movie. But remember, those rating agencies are not doing it on the basis of biblical values. They're doing it on the basis of community norms. And as I've just mentioned, community norms have become increasingly hostile to biblical norms, which is what we should care about. You understand the way the ratings work is the primary ways that a movie would become R-rated is explicit sexual scenes, and probably more than one in today's movies. I haven't followed this, but I know that things have gotten worse. Really graphic violence and a lot of very bad language, or perhaps something that was considered maybe inflammatory to a particular group in our society. Well, those are things you might want to avoid watching. But those aren't the only things you might want to avoid watching. There may be a very happy, clappy PG movie that is actually promoting covetousness and selfishness. And if you're honest with yourself, your issue might be more dealing with covetousness than it is with dealing with violence. So that's another thing I do want to encourage you as you think about what movies you may or may not choose to watch, is be honest with yourself and be honest with yourself before God. Obviously, if you can't talk with God about it, you know you shouldn't be doing it. But I do think we tend to kid ourselves sometimes about how things influence us. And I was very struck by this all the way back in the 80s when I was a very young Marine Corps officer. I liked movies. I liked going to the theater and seeing them. And it dawned on me that I didn't have a problem with violence in movies. When movies were violent, I didn't leave the theater wanting to be violent. I don't know if that's my personality. It was because I was in the Marine Corps and I understood the seriousness of how violence works and all that. I honestly don't know. But I do know that for me, violence on the screen was not a problem. Perhaps it is for you. And therefore, we can't simply set a standard that says none of us should watch it or all of us should watch it. Correspondingly, I became very aware that I was very sensitive to sexual images. That is, if I saw sexual images in a movie and I walked out of the theater, that image would come with me. It would come back into my head 2, 3, 4 days later. And I realized that was a problem. And so I made a very conscientious effort to avoid going to movies that had explicit sexual scenes in it, which of course you can realize would severely limit my choices in today's world. I remember later on when I went to Reformed Theological Seminary, I was still a relatively young man. A whole group of students was going out to see this critically acclaimed movie. I can't tell you how good it was because I walked out about 10 minutes into the movie because there was an explicit sex scene. And none of the other students walked out, and I'm not saying they should have. But I knew for me that was something that I should not be putting into my head, right? So I wanted to avoid it. So you're going to actually have to use your own Christian judgment for yourself and think, is this really upbuilding? You can ask yourself some questions, though, that might be helpful guides to this. One is, if everybody in our church knew I was watching this movie, would it embarrass me? If my children knew I was watching this movie, would it embarrass me? Because if the answer is you'd be embarrassed that the people in your church knew you watched it, well, you already know the answer. You ought not to be watching it. It's not because our church is horribly judgmental or something. It's not. You know that. It's simply a matter of not kidding yourself, but being upright before God, making a covenant, as it were, with your eyes. But there is one more thing I want to say about this. Remember that we're to apply this standard to ourselves. It would be a terribly dangerous thing for us to start creating standards about what movies or we should or should not watch and apply them to other people so that we could judge them and say, I don't understand how a deacon could watch a movie like that. That would be a really big problem. Let's remember the words of the Apostle Paul. Why do you judge another man's servant? It is to his own master that he stands or falls, and indeed he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. Beloved, God is able to make you stand too. I hope that helps. God bless you. Have a good weekend.